Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Just a
little. It's
pretty
funny, though, because then people can go back. Did we post it?
It
I
is,
forget.
Yeah, it's live. It's just the wide angle as the first episode.
Because
we had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, for the people who are just now tuning in, we were just bitching and griping about the first time we ever recorded this podcast.
At our old studio, not this one.
Fun old fact. Studio. Episode 1. Our producer did not have one of the cameras on. And I just feel like it's episode 1. The one time you're having a new client come into your podcast space, why not make sure that all of the cameras are rolling?
I think it
because he was too busy watching the porn they shot 2 hours prior.
You're right, Aaron. He was probably having a wank in the room next door.
Having a wank.
Not paying attention to it.
Your monthly reminder, go subscribe to Pillow Talk.
No, oh my God. Good grief.
Are they still popping? They're doing well.
I don't know. They're popping something.
So, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Remember Pussy. When he posted something about me and I got so scared?
Yes.
Who did?
The guy from Pillow Talk.
He did like TikTok takedown and was just like, like,
yeah, we
flipping
were agreeing.
You off.
We should collab.
With
yeah, we
talk?
Could have a yeah. We could have a chat.
I will be sick that day.
We bring Bibles.
He makes us record at
the old studio.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be like an old TV show.
Oh yeah.
Crossover
back
episode.
To our stomping grounds.
But that first episode did really well, even though it was just one angle, the wide angle. We were just getting a lot of profile.
It did well because it was the first episode.
Yeah,
but not because of the camera angle.
It would have been nice to also just have that footage. Like, that's history.
I know.
Our first episode.
It's in the
well,
making.
What's good, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Good Influences. It's me, Matt, Aaron, Carly, Mike, and we are here today, and we just want to thank you for tuning in to us. It really means a lot, whether you're driving in a car, you're on a hike, on a run, folding laundry,
wanking
anything.
It.
Having a wank. If this really
oh, wow.
gets
yeah.
you off, let us know. We'll
Would
start a new subscription page.
A subcategory of my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good influences.
Could, is that possible? Is there an upload a podcast here on OnlyFans? Like, what's the dashboard
upload a podcast.
Like?
Well, they have what's called OnlyFans TV, which they, it's like, you do things that are like, you know, in nature, they could be sexual, like, oh, here's my house tour, but like you're wearing like lingerie or something, but there's no nudity on it.
Oh, a little bit more casual.
Yes.
Not too aggressive.
Yes.
But
that's like
soft-core.
A really good way. If you hit like the page, like you could then get a lot of new eyes on your page because they like, you know, get tagged.
Oh,
yeah. You could do like cook, you could play golf, you could like literally do whatever the fuck you want.
Are there filters? How
like, laundry
like,
only
like, obviously you want like men, women.
Oh,
tall, short.
Are you being like categories?
I don't really know.
I'm just curious on the TV like settings. If you're like, I'm in the discovery mood, but I don't
it's
want.
It's like a page though. It's like a feed.
Okay.
Or like TikTok.
Or like the
TV
guide.
No, because they don't have an app.
Who's Erin Guilfoyle cooking show?
Yeah, she does like topless.
Yeah, it's just like you scroll through the feed, I think.
Okay,
got it. I'm not like too versed on it, but like I know that that's where we could post a podcast.
Just we'll sit in our
it.
Trousers.
Carly, where's this hoodie from?
Free People.
I like it.
Thank you. I bought 3 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What colors? Black?
I have a blue one, a black one, and a brown one.
Yeah,
cute.
I do that too. I have this sweater in 3 different colors.
We know. Okay. Wait, did your organizer come?
Oh my God. Oh, we didn't talk about this yet.
No, your organizer came.
You didn't share the pictures with them, clearly.
No, I didn't. I want them to see it in person the next time you come over, but
okay.
It is Life changing. They came over. It was a man and a woman. Okay. Clearly.
What?
Was he gay?
Okay. This might be a little sexist. I kind of wanted two women because, like, I'm a man. I know I don't have the brain for it. I feel like women just have the organized brain. They see things. This goes here. That goes here. A
but
dumb
do you think
man
he was
brain.
There to be like, this is ugly. As a man, I think this is ugly. You should get rid of it.
No.
He's a masculinity coach.
He asked if I...
Not masculine.
Matt planted him.
You should get that from... That'd be funny.
He goes, let me
you wish it was two women over it being just
a guy and
a girl.
Because I just feel like, again,
you're
I have
what
dumb,
not to wear?
The male brain.
Yeah.
Like, is not... I'm not... I don't know how this works. I don't know where should this hanger go? Where
yeah, but
should,
that's you.
I know, but I just think any time a girl comes over, it's always like... Why is this here? Matt, you sometimes do that. Anyway.
Matt's got an eye.
This guy was clearly a fucking veteran, a pro. And I was like, can I help you guys with anything? Like, what do you need? He goes, why don't you go sit in the other room and we'll let you know if we need you. And I said, oh, sure thing. And then he goes, just only one question. Are we purging or are we just organizing? And I said, I don't want to purge anything. Just organize. He says, all right, we'll let you know when I need you. I just went in my room, did a little time guesser, played a crossword, put on a jazz record. Like an hour later, they're like, you want to come check it out? Within 1 hour, they took out every single thing I owned. I bought these like wooden hangers because Matt made fun of me the first time he was over.
Oh, because it was, he has the plastic hangers. It looks like we're in TJ fucking
Maxx.
I
use plastic hangers.
You do?
I don't have any organization for my hangers.
I think if you're, you know, in your mid 30s, you gotta at least.
She's 34.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. One more year.
But Mike. Oh, no, you'll be there eventually. But I'm just saying, just get some nice, like at least felt hangers. Anything with just a metal tip, just plastic.
I do love a felt
it's just
hanger.
Like. Ding, 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 ding,
I got
ding,
the
ding,
thick wood ones. I yes. hate the felt. Anyway, they did
like
my
the ones.
They did my closet in like an hour and a half, and it's a minimum of 4 hours. So he was like, I also just took the liberty of organizing your bathroom. Then they went into my kitchen and my office did my entire
kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
There were so many objects on, like, I've never seen that many objects on a kitchen counter.
And in the
The drawers.
And we split the plates up. We have plates in one cabinet, plates
and
in another cabinet.
Glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we need to come back then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Part two.
I feel like I live in a Waldorf Astoria now. Everything is organized. So the plates are in the, like, and it's easy where things are. And when I put my laundry away, it's like such a easier task because I know where everything goes.
Isn't it crazy? Like, as I'm also like not a very organized person, but once my room is like so clean and organized, I'm so at peace.
Yes.
But I do not think about it otherwise. Like, if it's messy, I don't think about negatively.
Oh,
it probably does affect me negatively, but I don't think about it. But when it's like clean and everything's put away and like
you
smells
feel
good,
lighter.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I can do anything.
But do you not get stressed out of like, damn, where the fuck is that those pair of pants that I want to wear? And I can never find them because like, did I put them on the couch? Did I put them away?
No,
are they
I'm like really weird. I'm really weirdly organized in an unorganized way. Like, I know where everything is.
Okay.
Oh, Patricia will organize everything and then it's great. But then the thing is, I can know where to put things because it's organized. So if it's like some scissors, I'm gonna put them where the scissors go because we have a designated scissor area. But
yeah,
no,
it's like
but sometimes
Patricia's department.
Like, you know what? I'm just feeling weird. I'm gonna put the scissors in this other drawer.
In the Utensilien?
And then I'm like, we agreed on this. Why are we putting this over here?
Yeah.
The purging thing is a little interesting that also the organizer can provide because that it's just a funny job. It's like, do you want this?
Right. It's like, oh, do I
like,
not?
Oh, I don't know. Yes. No, wait. No, I couldn't imagine having to like go through like with a stranger.
Yeah.
Do you want this or do you not want this?
But they're so the other thing is they're so unemotional about it, too, where it's like, oh, but I really wear that sweater. It doesn't matter.
Is it ugly? Ugly.
Oh, well, this hideous. Is hideous.
Yeah.
They're like, are you sure?
No, I didn't want them to purge. Although it did, seeing everything organized, I then did a little bit of a purge after because
oh,
I was like,
good.
Oh, I don't need these here as much as I used to. So now every day I wake up and I'm just like,
what else?
I just feel like lighter because I just know where everything is. It's so fucking organized.
You know what's going to make you feel so good? If you cleaned up your desktop.
Oh, your oh
my computer
his
desktop.
His computer literally
nightmare.
Has so many icons on the main page. They're stacked on top of each other.
The three of us were at your apartment that one day, and we were like having a meeting. I was in the bathroom, and then I came out, and Carly just goes, "Look at his desktop."
I was like,
"Because I always
desktop.
Am like, Carly, you need to clean up your desktop."
And then I saw yours. Like, I was like, "Wait, this one."
I never. When are you ever seeing your desktop? There's always something on top.
Well,
of it.
You
can't
getting
see
stuff
yours.
For my desktop. I'm like, how do I find anything?
Well, you just click on the desktop folder.
You have like 800 folders on your desktop.
I know. It doesn't matter. I don't think the desktop matters.
But I think if you cleaned it up, you'd be like, oh, yes. I feel lighter.
But I never look at that background. Like, I've never seen
it. It might not affect you in the way you think it is. Maybe it's not, yeah. But
people
I'm just saying.
People are clearly talking about it. Yeah. Somebody comes over.
Yeah. The word around town. It's spreading.
I mean, what I have done in the past is I just take everything and then I put that in a folder just called desktop and then I have one icon. I could just do that.
Do that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they make it really easy these days even organize it faster.
Like, no, they have the thing you can use like stacks. Yes. But I have so many things that it's like, it's just too much.
You would have an aneurysm. Panic attack.
It looks like someone took like a full bucket worth of files and folders and just dumped it on the screen and they're just everywhere.
Oh, have mercy.
Yeah, you have an aneurysm.
Have mercy. I did something on Friday as research.
Research?
I watched the entire current season of The Floor.
Oh my gosh.
I binged
it. How many episodes?
There are 10.
10. How long is each one?
40 minutes.
Okay. So what do we think on a scale of 1 to 10 overall?
Sorry, for me, I don't know what this is.
We talked about it last episode.
The Floor?
Yeah, the one with Rob Lowe.
Oh.
Where they go back and forth.
Okay. Give Mike the skinny and for the people listening, what the premise of the show is.
Okay, so basically, I needed to watch it because I was like, I need to finally like understand how this game is played.
Right.
Because I get it on my TikTok all the time and it's basically just two people go up there, they show a photo and
cookies.
Yeah.
Apple pie.
And you have to just say what that item is. But so basically, each season, what I learned is it starts with 100 people and they all have their own little square on this like giant game board that just like lights up. And how it starts is they like do like a random picker. And so it's like do, 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 do.
Like going, Mr. Beast style.
Yeah, like going all over the squares. Then it picks someone and they're like, okay, who do you want to challenge? And then they, what I have also learned is assign each person a category that's their like specialty, but it's not actually their specialty, which I learned because so many people would go up and I'd be like, how is this their specialty? They suck at this.
They may be
so
in
they
their
have
audition.
To like study it.
Okay. But it's like, we have Dale who loves cars. And he's like, like
Rob will literally be like, why cars?
He's like, well, I was a mechanic, Rob, for many years. I love you in St. Elmo's Fire.
Correct. Like, okay. Found out it's fake. But so then each person who's touching their square, they can choose who to battle based on that. So it's like they can only battle the people who are touching their square. And then whoever wins the battle absorbs the other person's square.
Got it.
So the main purpose is to like, you know, be the person at the end of the game who has beat everybody, has all the squares.
And they're showing an object and you have to say what it is?
Yep.
How difficult is that?
Harder than you think, Mike. Harder than you think.
I guess I need to see an example. Like, how can you
identify?
So after a while, I think it like it really starts messing with your. You know how there's
water
that
bottle,
right?
Glass of milk,
Mike.
I gotta watch it.
Okay. Yeah. You know how sometimes there's like that challenge where it will be a color of a word. But okay, it's a word that's a color, but it's in a different color. So it's green and blue.
But
and
you have to like, say the color, not the word.
Correct.
And you're up there and you're under a time restraint. So basically, if you have seen on TikTok, I always wondered what those numbers were. You each get 45 seconds to finish your category individually, though. So if you get something wrong, your timer keeps running. So it pauses when you get it right.
Okay.
So then whoever runs out of time first is the loser of that round.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Fascinating.
But the objects are just in full. It's not like where they silhouette it and you have to like figure out what it is based. It's just a full
blown. Who's that Pokemon? It's Jigglypuff.
That's not a Pokemon.
Yeah, Jigglypuff.
Oh, I thought she was the. Oh, Kirby. I'm thinking of Kirby.
Kirby was not a Pokemon.
That's who I thought you were talking
similar,
about. They're both pink.
Jigglypuff.
They're this. Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. Oh my God. Wow. Get me out of here. I'm sorry, I tried gaslighting you guys.
So we have the premise of the show. What do we think on a scale of 1 to 10? How is the show?
I love it. I also love that I was really bummed because I thought maybe the whole season was out. And then we ended an episode. And then it, you know how it just goes into the next one?
Yeah.
It started going into another show. And both TJ and I were like, no.
Oh, no.
Because it's with the same people. So it's like you.
Oh, the whole fucking season?
Yes.
I learned that they film it all in Ireland. Because it's cheaper to send 100 people out to Ireland and shoot a show than it is to
just do it right here.
Apparently it's like, it's bad here now. Like there's like people who are.
I did see this clip. I don't understand why it's so expensive. What are they paying for? Is it like
out
the
here?
Studio space
taxes.
That costs
taxes? Fucking liberals, man. Making this town so damn expensive.
That's not, I know, that doesn't make sense. You don't pay taxes like when you film something.
Yes,
do
you?
You
do.
You have to pay a different tax when you film
something. You have to pay California tax to shoot things in California. That's why it's cheaper in other areas because
like
they have lower film production taxes. I mean, everything comes down to taxes,
and to rent
Mike.
A space here.
I feel like a lot
crazy.
Of places always like outsource in other countries. Like Canada is a huge filming location for shows.
Especially kids shows too.
And yeah. Hallmark.
Massive.
What?
Degrassi?
Hallmark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hallmark. Everything's in Canada.
Yeah.
So, oh, God, I love Canada. In
well,
terms of just...
Maybe it'll be the 51st state, Matt.
You think so?
No.
I actually have never really been to Canada.
Me neither.
But I just love, like... You're always watching, like, a kid's movie from the 90s, and you're like, where is this adorable suburb? Canada. Like, they have some really
we
great...
We could be neighbors with Caffeination Station.
That would be great.
Well,
shout out to
again.
Caff Station.
Our queen.
We love you, Jess.
I went into her chat. I forgot to tell you guys. I saw she was live, so I went on Good Influences TikTok and went into
smart.
Her live. And I was like, hi, Carly here. And she got so excited. It was so cute.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, if you've listened to the show, you know that I use Rocket Money every single day. We all love Rocket Money. You've heard Matt and I talk about it. There are so many times when you sign up for a service, maybe it's a free trial, maybe it's use a different email, but subscriptions that you forget about is something that everybody knows is annoying, and Rocket Money is here to help with that. So what is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For the ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help keep your spending on track. You can get bill alerts if your prices increase and if there's any unusual spending or if you're close to going over budget. Rocket Money is so good about telling you what's going on in your world of finance. They will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save that you can ask them to negotiate for you. They deal with the customer service so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good, G-O-O-D, rocketmoney.com/good. Now, back to the episode.
It was a while ago, so I don't really remember it too well, but...
We're going to Canada.
It was a couple months
back
ago.
Back to it. Can't believe it's 100 people the whole season. I'm a little pissed about that.
No.
I want people to be eliminated.
No, they do.
Like, thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
But then you get, like, attached to people, and you're like, oh, I want you to win.
Okay.
Like, the guy I currently want to win, he has, like, so much of the board. I love him. He was, actually an actor, or is an actor. He was in that movie, Clerks?
Mm. Oh, yeah. A Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah, it wasn't
Which
him.
One?
He was the like guy behind the cash register.
Clerks 1.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The one where they shot
it. Long blonde hair and kind of like a surfer
it's
dude.
It's Silent Bob. That's Jay. Or
oh.
That's Jason Matthews or whatever.
Oh.
That's not.
I only know that
I mean,
from
Jason
Degrassi.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you're watching it, do you have trouble identifying the object?
No, but TJ and I both are like, it must be so nerve-wracking being up there. The second you slip up and you see your timer going down, like the pressure
right.
that must be on you. Like we've both said like, good effort. I would have fucking fumbled too, I'm sure.
This is like when they have those... where they have all the letters blanked out, Wheel of Fortune, and it's like so obvious to the viewer at home, and they're like, take me to the dance, and it's like, no,
no
it's please and thank you.
You
it's like
fucking idiot. Yes.
Do you guys remember The Weakest Link?
Oh,
I'm like, that's crazy. Didn't they go through the floor?
Yeah,
you are
the weakest link.
Goodbye.
But like, what a meme.
Yeah, Weakest Link, though, I don't even, was it a trivia-based show?
I could not tell you. In my mind, I know this is not right. In my mind, Judge Judy was the host.
Or right. or like Mel Robbins feels like she would be the
Mel
host.
Robbins.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Let them.
Let them.
Nobody's coming to save you.
Nobody.
Another thing that I watched last night.
What else?
Paul American.
Oh, no. Stop.
Paul American?
Oh, the Paul Brothers new reality TV
show.
No. Zero interest.
Oh, no.
On what network?
HBO.
Oh.
That is
HBO? Wait, Max? That sounds like it should be on Tubi or Pluto.
Yeah.
No, literally Tubi.
I only watched the first episode because after I watched it, I was like, TJ will probably want to see this, and he's out of town. So I was like, I'm going to stop watching it. It was honestly pretty interesting. It was filmed like documentary style.
Of course. Okay. It was.
So like the first episode was very much like, felt like I was watching a documentary and was interesting. I don't like, care about them, but it's Jake
Paul American.
It's so it's so, their dad's a fucking psycho.
Well,
it like,
yeah.
It feels like you're watching like Eastbound and Down. Like they don't seem like real people. Like his dad, their dad is such a character that it's like, you're fake. This is fake. But they're really, they are so smart. And that's like the interesting thing to me. Is
who's
like
smart?
The Jake Paul and Logan. Brothers. They're geniuses for the way that they've built their career.
Of course. Yeah. They're going to own all of like modern media by the time we're like 65.
Scary.
I'm not a hater, but I have no interest.
I have no interest either. I like kind of hate seeing Jake's face.
Yeah, they're like, we're an all-American family. But it's interesting because on the show, like he's such a little like baby.
Who?
He's like, Logan, you're so mean to me.
Jake?
Oh, he's kind of like being a little bitch about it.
Yeah, he's like, you're my brother. You're supposed to be so nice to me and you're my biggest hater. Like they're talking
about. It is really crazy how much they like don't like each other or their personalities clash. If me and my brother were on top of the world, I'd be like, I love you, buddy. Look at us. Cheers. Let's have champagne and look at this empire we've created. It is crazy to me that the Paul brothers do not get along and that their egos are so big and shit.
Well, you also would probably have the wherewithal not to film, you know.
Your
friends,
your bad things.
I guess so. Well, I just like, I would relax and just love each other. But it was, do your thing. Stop murdering.
Stop what?
Murdering? Fuck me. I don't know. Oh, we did not. So Maddie Healy was like, Oasis, the two brothers, you got like, what? You got to do Glastonbury, do all the things. Stop murdering. And modern,
what is the word? Motoring?
To modern, to like to fight.
Or is it motoring? Like vroom vroom?
What does that mean?
I don't know what you're saying.
Motoring, like to motor is like to be in a fight, like in British words.
It's crazy that Oasis is back on tour because of Matty Healy.
Yeah, thank God for Matty Healy.
Maundering. What? No, what am I doing? To grumble. Maundering.
He started on Vine, right? Logan and Jake Paul?
Yes, they did.
Yep. But it's so interesting because they, in the first episode, are talking about how, you know when they like started beefing on YouTube and they did all the diss tracks and everything? It like started as like a joke, but then like they actually fucking
hated each other. It's every day, bro, with that Disney Channel flow. Remember that
Five
song?
Mil on YouTube in 6 months. Never did before.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They're geniuses, though.
Forgive me, y'all, if I just was saying something wrong.
How dare
I
you?
I think I'm pretty close
no,
to
No, no, you sound like you were close.
Maundering. I was just trying to get Matty Healy's voice and say it correctly. We still have not gone into the subject. We've now done.
Okay. Well, I had one more thing.
Let's hear another maybe, show, Matt, something else. This is what Aaron watched, guys. Thank you for tuning in. If I did this, y'all would be like, all right, we're moving on.
Hold on.
We've never done that.
We could also just hold the topic for the next one. This, we're getting into a good chatting flow here.
All right, let's hear it. I'll always be interested, but I wish I could go through three.
You can.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay, I have the next one after this.
Why are you holding back, buddy?
Because I need to give Erin her space.
You care too much.
I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, okay, also, the floor.
We're back.
We're going back.
Was there a single one where when you're watching it, you're like, I don't know what that is? Or like, you know, every single one.
No, there are things that I don't know. Like one of the categories was like ancient Greek literature. Like they do categories that I'm like, I would
never. So it's a little Jeopardy-esque.
One of them, they literally, the category was math and they just did times tables. And I was like, I would
love that one.
Oh gosh.
So it'll just say like 9 times 17, you have to just say the answer?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, give me a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You don't get one.
Are the people on the floor watching the people who are up there? I'd be like,
no, yeah, they all do that.
They do?
Yeah, they're like, oh, come on. And also sometimes you get like so into it that like you don't realize. So basically if you say your word and it's wrong, then like your time is still going. But sometimes people don't realize that it's not the other person's turn and it's still their turn. And so they just sit there and wait. And then people on the floor will be like, Kevin, it's your turn.
Oh my God. So stressful.
It's stressful.
That sounds like a good impression.
Also not like being on TV and probably for the first time ever, like that's probably adding so much nervousness and stress. So, like the lights and the knowing you're being filmed.
And Rob Lowe is there and you're in Ireland.
Like a celebrity is, yeah.
Your sleep schedule's all fucked up.
And you have to stand there the whole time it's being filmed.
Okay.
The last thing I have to say.
Is it still on?
This is an in memoriam. This episode is dedicated to the Den. The Den is closing.
I was there last night.
The Den?
I got to party at the Den for the last time.
Last night was the last night of the Den?
No. I think it's like over the... Why are they closing?
Went out of business.
Nobody goes there.
Because they banned me, so I wasn't able
to... You got banned from the Den?
Yeah.
I've heard... Listen, I don't really go out, but I need to know if this is true. I've heard that it's like not busy anymore.
No.
Ever.
For the people who don't know when you're listening, if you're not from Los Angeles, the Den is a very popular bar that's like adjacent to Saddle Ranch.
Oh.
Well, you know what I mean? It's walk away from Saddle Ranch.
But yeah.
Like, okay, pardon me, I'll take it back. It's next to a strip club, and it's across from, like, Pink Taco that's no longer there. Damn, that whole strip is really going away.
Joanne is going away.
It's Hooters. Iconic. Everyone has loved the Den. You know, I saw Patricia at the Den one time, and it's one place where I thought she was on a date, or she had a boyfriend, and she didn't. She was just on a date, and I realized I should ask that girl out.
Aaron got kicked out from the Den.
You got kicked out?
No, Aaron got kicked out. Yeah. Of the Den,
she went to. Zane and Todd are like banned from the Den.
So you went last night?
I went last night.
And then they told you that it's closing?
No, it was announced on Instagram.
Yeah,
like
I'm
on
trying
Monday.
To yeah. find
So you went last night as a final celebratory?
Yes, because it was the after party after Sam's
did
show.
You go?
For the people listening, this is just like friends and stuff. And yeah.
I mean, cool. People know.
I guess.
The end of March.
It's so specific. It's the end of March.
How was the show?
Oh, God, fantastic.
Did you see Tiffany perform?
Tiffany was phenomenal. Tiffany
Stringer.
Like,
I think we're alone now.
No.
Tiffany Stringer played at the Troubadour.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
You know that song?
I
think we're alone now.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together.
Running away.
Who is this?
This is
Tiffany.
The singer.
Oh, that's
Tiffany
Stringer's song?
No, it's
that's
not.
The Tiffany.
Oh.
That's singular word Tiffany from like 1980s.
Okay.
Like Tiffany Stringer, though, phenomenal. Brought the house down and as well as Evening Elephants. It was a really great show. And it was the Troubadour, historic venue. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just played at the Troubadour.
And so the after party was at the Den.
Correct.
Which will be closing.
Which will be closing.
We've had a lot
the
of fun
of
nights
March.
At the Den.
Of course.
Yeah.
Really great times.
Did it feel like closing vibes? Did it feel
definitely. I think like the bartenders and stuff there were like, I don't know, throwing a little bit more napkins than usual.
Napkins.
you know, making some shots. It was a very like they appreciated the people who've always been like Den regulars. Even the bartender was like, you and me have to take a shot before like you leave. And I'm like, absolutely.
Wow.
Like,
I wonder what it'll turn into.
What?
I wonder what it's gonna turn into.
The living room.
Spirit Halloween.
I think the living room.
Spirit Halloween. That would be a funny post if the
I
Den
think
that.
It should still be called the Den. Just it needs new ownership. Like
a new
I think,
strip club.
If you were to buy a bar that had an iconic name and everybody knows it as that name, why fucking change the
and
name?
It, like,
nobody's
is
going.
A den.
No,
it,
but
nobody like, goes there.
I,
nobody's
you know
like, you want to go to the Den? No.
The basement.
They're gonna turn it into one of those like Tulum-esque places that they've turned everything into all over.
Oh yeah,
LA.
Come here and have a tostada.
Yeah.
And we do a tapa style like here. What? That means sharing plates. Okay.
Oh, fuck. Get the fuck out of my face.
So you're gonna pay more money for less food, but it's fun. It's tapas.
It's tapas.
I love tapas.
Oh god.
I love going to dinner and just ordering a bunch of stuff and sharing it.
Yeah, but when you go to a place like we specialize in tapas, it's like you're just gonna get a thimble of food.
Yes.
An olive.
Yeah, like here's an olive. Here, it's
cracker.
$22. Go fuck yourself. There's another movie that came out. Is it not called The Floor? About like, it's like a floor and
the
it's like
platform.
A prison. The Platform. Okay.
It's a Spanish movie.
Yes.
There's two. Platform 1, Platform 2.
Oh, they came with a second
and
one.
And three quarters.
Boom. Ding. Yes, The Platform. Spanish movie. It's set like in this weird like alternate like universe.
Dystopian.
Where a bunch of prisoners are in, I don't even know how many people.
It's like 100 floors.
It's like 100 floors. And there's this platform of food. And only once a day it stops. It comes from the ceiling and lands on the floor. And you only have like less than a minute to like eat and grab what you want. And it keeps going and going.
Damn.
And there's less and less food for the last person. And so
but also the longer you're there, I think the more you go up. So you get more
random. It's random every week.
It's a Mr.
But
Beast
so
game.
The idea is like if you yeah. if you're on one of the lower floors, like you always get just bones and scraps. But then if you ever get up to the higher floor, do you?
Yeah, I'd feel so bad.
Do you leave food for them, or are you like, fuck this, I'm taking it all for myself? It's a great movie.
It's a pretty like deep metaphor, whoa. But the whole movie is that.
So I thought that when you said the floor, I was like, oh, they made a whole show out of that. But it's a Rob Lowe show about guessing what a can of tuna fish looks like.
Guess what the tuna looks like, or you get bones for dinner.
Hey, Matt, you want to share a show?
Yes. And have I said this before? Pardon me if I've said it. Melrose Place.
Oh, wait, that's so crazy. I was just talking about needing to start watching that.
Aaron, it's great.
Is
it's so refreshing. Okay. You know the theme song?
Yeah.
So Melrose Place, or are you thinking of Dawson's Creek?
Oh, that's
Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
I don't want to wait. Who was I just talking to about this?
Courtney? Robert? I have no clue.
Because we are watching a Courtney, show right now.
TJ?
Or Beverly no. Hills 90210.
Me, yeah, I watched the reboot 90210 when I was in high school.
Okay.
Loved
go
it.
Off.
I'm trying to think of what's on now that it was like the same person that did Melrose Place. And they're like, oh, you need to
Darren
watch that.
Darren Star. Darren Star, the creator of Melrose Place, and the creator of Sex and the City.
I know.
Tell me about Melrose Place.
Okay, one, for the people who don't know, I live in Melrose Place. Like, Melrose Place fucking proper. I thought Melrose Place is, I thought it was, you know, all of Melrose was like Melrose Place. And then I realized, no, it's just the stretch of those shops.
In Los Angeles, there's an area called Melrose.
Exactly. And I realized, wait, I mean, I live a block away from Melrose Place. So I'm Melrose Place. And I always saw the show.
That's me, bitch.
And I go, I got to watch this show because I'm living Melrose Place. And if you don't know, Melrose Place premiered on July 8th, 1992, the day before I was born. So I'm as old as a Melrose Place.
Wow.
It takes place with a bunch of people in their mid to late 20s living in LA, and they live in an apartment on Melrose Place. One, there is no apartment on Melrose Place. But basically, they all live in this apartment building. It's a courtyard, and they're just friends, drama,
scandal.
Little,
it sounds
little
like
tea.
Good show.
It's like a soap opera, and it's so awesome. It's so 90s. And what's great is nobody has like phones and shit. It's the end of such a fucking era. Like, but the internet doesn't exist. People have no phones, and it's people our age interacting in the world and dealing with their own drama. And it's so silly, stupid, and easy to follow.
Is it funny?
Funny. I mean, I kind of like think it's like funny where I'm like
but is it like lighthearted or it's like a drama of like she kidnapped my
like
baby.
Is it like Degrassi?
Yes, it's like Degrassi. It's soap opera type stuff where it's like, oh no, he's falling in love with a girl at work, and this girl or oh my gosh, she had appendicitis during the Christmas party, and now her roommate's taking care of her, but she's worried that she's getting feelings for him, like that type of stuff.
That sounds good.
And I'm saying if you have to do laundry, you can have it on as a background noise. I've taken naps throughout like two episodes. I don't go fucking back. I know what's going on. Rarely am I like, what did I miss? It's so easy to have on, and it's just a nice Marcia little show.
Cross?
Highly recommend, and I'm only finishing up season one, so.
There's a Seinfeld episode about how, like, Jerry pretends he doesn't watch Melrose Place because it's, like, you know.
Girly.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's not, he's not whatever, and he takes a polygraph test, and then he finally breaks, and he's like, yes, I watch it, and Cheryl's name is girl. It's so good. I've never seen a clip.
It's a guilty pleasure for sure. I just love
everybody. Oh, my God.
What?
The first season's 32 episodes.
Dude,
Holy crap. They made
seasons stacked back then. Like, The West Wing is 22 episodes a season.
Yeah. Even, like, later on, Desperate Housewives, like, I did a rewatch last year, and all of the seasons are, like, 25 episodes.
Yeah.
And they're hour long.
Lost is, like,
I just started
episodes.
ER.
Desperate Housewives is 25 episodes a season?
Yeah.
Shit.
Worth it, though. Have you ever watched it?
I've been Desperate Housewives curious.
You need it's same. The best show ever made.
I think the moment I buy a house and I'm starting a family,
then you'll want to watch it.
I'm gonna watch it. I need my life, the shows to reflect my life. That's why I'm very Melrose Place curious, because I'm early 30s.
I hope that Desperate Housewives doesn't reflect your life.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. How old is Eva Longoria in that show when it started?
I think she was like 30, like 29.
You sounded so nervous.
That's crazy. Because now I'm like 32, and I remember seeing that show, and was like, ooh, she's hot, but like old hot.
Oh no.
So I'm like, damn. Oh, you know who I saw on Friday night?
Felicity?
Jesse Metcalf?
Jesse Metcalf. Isn't oh my God, the gardener. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the gardener in that.
Yeah.
John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Eva, you know? I actually looked it up.
Kate Bosworth, Justin Long.
Jeez.
Together?
I can't believe.
Oh, you were at the Clarence thing.
I was at the Clarence thing. And Gwen Stefani.
So many celebs there.
Tons.
Yeah.
Oh, but really?
Justin Long and Kate Bosworth. That's her name, right?
Yep.
I was like, wow, what a pair.
No, I know. Their story's so cute. They're just like.
Because I feel like they were so popular in like the same era and then they ended up together. And so it's just
great. They're so sweet.
They look fantastic.
She's so pretty. I love her, how she has the two different color eyes.
Oh, yeah. Her hydrochromia?
Heterochromia. Yeah.
Heterochromia. Sorry to the
heteros. Bichromia.
Okay. So,
Carly, you have any TV shows you're watching?
No, but I saw a tweet today and I was like, It's true, though. Sorry, okay. Someone tweeted and I looked it up and it's true. They said, why am I now just learning the smallest town in the U.S. is Manawi, Nebraska, and how its population is only one person, Elsie Eiler. She runs the entire town by herself, and the town has only three buildings, her home, a restaurant, and a library. I'm so intrigued, and I want to go.
Oh, wow.
I want to go.
How far is this from your hometown?
I don't know. I'll look it up. Oh, my God. Sorry. That
sounds like a made-up town.
I was like, about just Lukenbach. Like,
what is that?
Lukenbach, Texas is the smallest town in Texas, and I think it's about like three people live in that town, and Willie Nelson has a song called Lukenbach, Texas. And I've been there.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a post office and a convenience store, and it's one of the tiniest towns. So, but that, if you're the tiniest town in, she's got to be selling merch. That's like,
I know.
You make a living.
It's going to be so small.
It's only 3 hours. From my house, or from Omaha.
Only 3 hours?
What's the acreage of the town?
Should we have her
only
on?
Only 3 hours.
Should we have her on? Could we entertain the audience?
That would be so fun. I gotta look
at
this girl.
Yeah, like, how old is she?
Let's get mayors of the smallest towns in the country.
Ellie.
Does she have an OnlyFans?
How is she running the town?
It changed to Ellie Eilish, and it's literally porn up.
Oh no. Oh
no, that's not her. It's just
Somebody gotta make a living somehow.
Porn stars will like come up with names that they know are like borderline Googleable.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what would your porn name be?
It's usually your
Madam Tyke.
Madam Sandler.
Madam Sandler? Mine would be Carl.
Carl's good. Say your porn name is like your street you lived on. You know what? Let's not do that because it just sounds like passwords.
Yeah,
like,
guys, this is the mayor.
That's the woman who lives there?
Or the woman, sorry. She runs the town.
Yes.
I love a TikTok of like the, you know, when you go into a woman's gift shop but you don't buy anything, and then as you're leaving, you're like, we'll be back. We'll think about it. I love it.
We're just going across the street. We'll be right back. But I love everything. I love that shirt.
Is that from here?
That's Rachel Samples. Yeah.
Wait, there's a movie. 2019. No, 2019, a movie came out called Manawi, Nebraska. Documentary.
A24.
Yeah. No, it's a documentary. Oh my God, I have to watch it.
I need to know more about the town itself.
And okay. Like, what makes like, it what makes
the
it
square
a town?
Footage?
It's more of a township.
Has it always been a town?
Okay,
or was it like a nothing
land? So many questions. Hold on.
Did she incorporate
she
it?
There? Yeah.
She's listening to this like, yes, they're talking about me.
It's finally
guys,
happening.
We can get there from Burbank, $269 flight.
Today?
Direct.
We got to go now.
Probably not direct, but well, that's
wouldn't
probably
wouldn't be really fun if we did like.
Oh, no, it says population zero.
We know.
Did she die?
R.I.P.
No. Sorry. What were you saying?
She vaxxed?
That's what caused it, yes.
Vaxxed, question mark?
Wouldn't that be really fun if we like did a video where we knew we were traveling that day, but we genuinely had no clue where we
How
were going?
How would we avoid that, though?
But I don't know, we would make like a big, Mike would be like, oh, where's my Imodium?
We'd have to put some limits.
We have to put like some price limits. Like, I don't want to have to spend like $1,000 to go to fucking Minnesota, but
I do.
I don't know. Or maybe we just go to the airport and we just legit sit there and argue and figure out which city we want to go to and what sounds
and
good.
And just go.
Sioux Falls, Minnesota.
Could you go up to a airline counter and go, we want to fly any, you can send us anywhere, but we only want to spend like $300 each.
It probably depends on the.
And could they go, okay, do you guys want to go here? And then we'd be like, yeah. That sounds good.
I think it depends on the counter person. They might be like, "Listen, go on the app and find a flight." Like they might be like, "We have people here."
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to say it. Manawi.
Okay.
Manawi. It sounds like, yeah, I don't know. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the village has a total area of 0.21 square miles.
Oh, that's nothing.
Is that this room?
Oh, yeah. And the village is located in the far eastern portion of Boyd County in the northeastern region of Nebraska. It is located between blah, blah, and the Missouri River. Nearest community is blah, blah, blah.
Does it say when it was founded?
Actually?
It sounds lonely.
Yeah.
It does.
And you have to, like, run all the things.
It's so small, so she's just next to so many
But
towns.
It's also, like...
It says that people come, like... She's not lonely. They're like, people come in for coffee in the morning, and then some people come for, like, drinks at night.
Yeah, but also she can leave.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I guess. But also, like, how do the taxes work? Is she paying the taxes and then using them for her own?
It's definitely evasion, for sure.
Yeah.
It says, it's an incorporated village in Boyd County, Nebraska. It garnered national and international recognition after the 2010 United States Census counted only one resident of the village, Ellie Eiler. Although the 2020 census listed Manawi's population as 2, this was confirmed to be an example of differential privacy in the census data. Eiler remains the town's sole resident.
It's a village.
Yes.
What's the difference between a village and a town?
It's an incorporated village, which is a little different.
They don't have a fire department. I think that's the thing that makes it a town.
I think the Oompa Loompas are from, like, an incorporated village.
I think they're, yeah.
They have their own zip code?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, can I talk about a show?
No.
Wait, hold on.
Anyways, guys, I have
one more thing.
Okay, let's hear about Manawi.
It was platted in 1903.
Platted?
Platted?
P-L-A-T-T-E-D.
1903. Probably
it's
when she was born.
Like a map. It's like when people make maps.
So that's the other thing, too, is like when she dies, it might take a couple days for
Can
someone
you
to find
I'll her. Go, I'll go.
Inheriting a town, like... Your great aunt Betty passed away.
You get the whole town of Manawi, Nebraska.
That sounds like a fucking like Adam Sandler movie. From
right,
that would be so fun to like I just wish she like vlogged or something. Like yeah. You know,
what's up, guys? Just me managing this fucking
town.
Village.
There's a documentary about her.
Yeah, there's a documentary about Manawi, Nebraska.
Yeah, sure. I will watch that.
Yeah, me and Nolan will watch it tonight.
Okay, Manawi, Nebraska.
I'm gonna watch Paul American.
God.
Paul American sounds like Paul Bart Mall Cop, but like the fucking fifth one. It's like Paul Bart American Mall Cop. Paul American. Like,
Paul American
like runs
Mall
for the president.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
He got a job in the White House.
Yeah, he's
Secretary of Defense.
Yeah. on the segue, he somehow worked his way up.
Secretary of National Defense. Paul American.
He's on this like fucking segue. Yeah. It's like stars
just around
and
the
stripes.
White House.
Oh my god, I'm sweating.
Paul Blart Mall Cop, Paul American.
Yeah.
He's just yelling slurs just at the White House and Trump's cabinet. Just goddamn.
Okay, Mike, what show? Let's hear it.
Severance.
Oh,
has any...
oh god.
No,
I'm so glad it wrapped up.
Okay.
The finale was great. God.
A lot of comments, I will say.
But you can't say anything that's going
to... I won't spoil, but I will just say I do think it is the greatest show in like the last 10 years. If you're not watching Severance, you're fucking up.
I think it's in the top 5 of the greatest shows in the past year.
It's so fucking good.
What's not... Paul American.
Paul American Suits.
The Floor.
Oh, God.
Suits. Paul American Suits. Suits LA.
Yeah, Matt Singer.
Severance.
Yeah.
The Naked Show where they show your body really slowly.
Naked Attraction.
It's good for those...
Brooke on her body. I guess she says every time I see billboards for Severance, I think it says severe acne. I thought that was so good.
I love Brooke. She is so funny. I remember we did an episode with her. It like never came out. It was like a extra just in case.
I thought we posted the audio.
Did we?
No.
Oh. I thought we did too. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But she was like talking about how she like genuinely thought she caused 9/11.
Yeah.
I was like, it was the funniest story.
Tons
I feel
of
like
stuff.
We're like similar. Not like I'm funny like that, but like we're both very strange. Like I feel like we both grew up really like weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
You both said yeah to me.
Severance.
Yeah. Sorry.
I feel like I get a lot of DMs and see comments of like, I need Mike's thoughts on Severance. I'll keep it quick. It is fucking amazing. If you haven't watched it, watch it and fuck the haters. Every time one of these shows comes out, you'll see a TikTok of like, here's why the Severance finale was actually terrible. And it's like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have no taste. Matt Grippy is great to like talk to about this stuff because he has really good taste. And then you'll what?
Oh, true.
What is he not? What is he like that we don't like?
He's just a big hater of other things.
Like what? AI and stuff?
Like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Like...
We've confronted him.
Oh,
It's a joke.
Yeah. He's not the demographic for it.
Yeah.
But no, we know. We were like literally kidding.
I could change Matt Groby's mind on Taylor Swift.
I think you could.
I probably could. But
we try like laugh at everything he posts.
Severance is just, it's just really beautiful to see a good show come out that like, I feel like all of America is talking about it. And I'm really glad that.
Yeah.
I really want to watch the new Seth Rogen show.
That apparently is also really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comes out today, I think.
Our friend Megan like has been working on it for like, a long time. Yeah.
Also, The Pit is on today. Sorry, it doesn't matter to anyone else. But
The Pit?
Oh, The Pit. The P-I-T-T.
Is that
Pit?
About the
Brad? Yeah, are you watching
it's
it?
About a hospital.
Don't
it's on
roll
Max.
Roll your fucking
no.
eyes.
It's really good.
I know.
It is really
it's
good.
On Max. It has to be like decently good. And it's set in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, oh, that's why it's called The Pit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want to talk about your ER experience.
Oh, I started watching ER because of it.
George Clooney ER? What season does George Clooney come on?
Number one, baby. The first episode, he's like blacked out drunk and they have to get him an IV so he can get to work.
Oh, shit.
He plays an alcoholic doctor?
No, he was just like out.
Just out.
Oh,
that's like how they introed him.
Okay. When I was doing EMT school, there were paramedics teaching us and they were like, we're learning about IVs. So you can't do an IV as an EMT, but they're like, yeah, there's been a couple times where we've like had a crazy night and had to like run a marathon the next day. So we just IV ourselves and then we're good to go. I'm like, that's so nice.
Crazy. But it's so interesting because watched The Pit. I like binged it the day I got my colonoscopy because I was just on the couch and I was like, oh, I need to watch this. My neighbor.
Something medical.
My neighbor's company is the one who actually like produced it. So I was like, oh, I got to finally watch this to support. Loved it, was so obsessed with it. And then I went back and started watching ER because the same company produced ER.
Okay.
And the guy who's the main character in The Pit, he's like obviously much older now, but he started like episode one, season one of ER as like
a resident.
Oh,
and
cool.
On The Pit, he's like the main like doctor, like controlling everyone.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's really good.
I went on the set for ER one time.
Damn.
When it was still filming?
Yeah, it was still on towards the end. It had to have been 2005.
Yeah, it started in 1994, and there are 15 seasons of ER.
Yeah,
and there's 25 fucking episodes a season.
I remember my mom. We were like in the hallway of the hospital. She's like, "Oh my goodness!"
Like, that'd be like me, Grey's Anatomy, or The Pit. Now,
yeah, no, like I want my neighbor. He posted a photo on Instagram, like on the set of The Pit, like at the hospital, and I'm gonna be like, "I need to come."
No, we need to go when they're filming the second season. Like, I'm being so serious.
Did you ever watch House?
Jay Walker was on it.
House is
Jay Walker,
like,
right? Yeah, yeah.
He was in an episode of The Pit.
I think House is the best medical show.
So
I've
good,
seen.
So good. I haven't watched
it in a
while.
It is good, but it's the same kind of shit where it's just like, oh, maybe he actually has this diagnosis that we didn't realize. I'm like,
I'm gonna kick him.
Yeah,
in
but
the
he's
stomach.
Such a different character than all the other doctors.
Right.
He's like such a fucking fuck you. You're stupid.
I thought he was so cool. When I was like 13, I was like, this is the coolest fucking guy in the world. And I didn't get why everybody else thought he was a dick. I was like, I think he's being perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
But now as an adult, I'm like, oh, this guy is kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what show I don't get like the hype of? Like The Good Doctor?
Where
it's the little
boy
from like Finding Neverland.
Yeah.
And he's just like plays an autistic guy. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I did try watching that.
Was it good?
No.
No, it's like still going on.
I know.
I mean, there's shows like Young Sheldon. Like,
honestly,
we're going to do a
Young
Big
Sheldon's
Bang Theory.
Pretty good. Oh my God.
A spinoff of the
Better
Big
than Paul
Bang
Brothers
Theory.
I do watch clips of Young Sheldon.
No, it's kind of good.
What?
Yeah.
It's kind of good.
I think it looks better than Big Bang Theory.
I never watch Big Bang Theory. And then one day I just like put it on Netflix to like have on. And then I caught myself like actually enjoying it.
I can't remember who it was, but someone had a really funny take. They're like, I hate shows that are origin stories. Like,
yes.
Like that.
Well,
like
young do we need Sheldon. Young Sheldon? What are, I don't know.
Oh, right.
Just like something
like
that.
Oh, let's, oh, like Better Call Saul?
What?
Even though people say that's
I would
fucking
think
that. Amazing.
It's
I
don't, so good,
Smallville,
Matt, you have
like
to watch
the superhero, Superman's origin story. Smallville, remember that?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Like, and the girl is now in jail.
Why?
Right? Sex trafficking.
Whoa.
Oh, the Nexum girl?
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Allison
yes.
or whatever?
Yes.
Oh.
Isn't she in jail or at least like
I don't know.
Severely like
never
punished? And
Damn.
She was also in Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves.
You still have your troubadour bracelet on?
Fuck, I've had this on the whole time. Shit.
Nah, that's
it's like
okay.
Your hospital bracelet.
So yeah, I was like, what is that?
That's me, what's
no,
wrong.
No, I played laser tag last night.
I do like rewatching the House shorts on YouTube. That's a great way to like rewatch. Because I'm not going to sit there and rewatch the whole series of House, but on YouTube shorts, they'll
just
like
watching them on
YouTube. Yeah, they'll like cut up like the best clips.
clips of House.
I've been watching the movie Sideways on TikTok over the past month.
Good.
It just shows me a whole fucking scene and it hops around, but I love Sideways.
Nolan is obsessed with that movie. He watched it and then he was like, You've seen Sideways,
right, Mike? Yeah, I saw when I was like in high school though, and I kind of don't remember it. But it's the same director as The Holdovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And they tanked the Merlot industry with that movie, right?
Yeah, don't get the Merlot. Don't
order
the
Merlot. Oh, that's when they go to the Napa or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And just the fluffle of
Christina Yang is in it.
But yeah, like they, it, like Merlot sales after that movie came out, there was some line where he's like, we don't drink Merlot or something. What does he say?
Just don't.
Don't order the Merlot. Merlot. And Merlot fucking tanked in America. Damn. Like insane. One line in a movie.
I never get Merlot because of that movie.
Still?
No. I mean, if somebody is having Merlot and that's the only fucking red you got, I'll have the Merlot. But I don't. I'm never going and buying Merlot.
Where did they go to Solvang?
Yeah, they go to Solvang. Okay, yeah. Which I know for the longest time I always thought it was Napa, and then I realized, oh my gosh, it's Solvang.
Yeah.
Gorgeous little town. Have you guys ever been?
Uh huh.
Oh, no.
We should go.
I'm down.
How far is it?
Like just 2 hours.
Right outside of Santa Barbara. It's a cool little Dutch.
Oh, yes. I love that place. It's like going to Europe.
Yeah.
It truly is. And great during Christmas time.
Little villages.
Know.
Well, they have that 24-year around-the-clock Christmas store.
Yes, true. Yes.
It's very
really?
Cute. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
What's your favorite wine?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, okay. That makes
I'm a white girl
sense.
Because red gives me really bad acid reflux.
That's interesting. Patricia, she doesn't have white because that gives her like acid reflux.
But that's why I
doesn't.
Drink more like natural wine now.
Oh, natural wine.
That's no sulfites. Rage. That's what you want to see. You don't want to see if it says contains sulfites. Hangover City.
Sulfates or sulfites?
Sulfates.
Oh, sulfates. You're right.
Okay. Can I talk to you outside for a second?
I had a Bordeaux for the first time the other night.
A what?
Bordeaux.
What's that?
Also red.
Bourdeaux.
Was it kosher?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it good?
Kosher wine is.
It's a French wine. It's a French red wine. You can't go wrong with
it. But it wasn't like a deep red wine. Like if you drink like red wine, that's like you can't see. If it looks like Coca-Cola, what are you doing, Matt?
What is the name of that Italian wine that I had at your house and I really liked it? I think it started with an M. What kind of wine is that?
Who are you asking?
Malbec.
Ella. I had an Italian wine recently.
Malbec.
Because you ever, like, you go to some restaurants and they give you that menu and it's only foreign wines and you're like, what's the closest fucking thing to a cab?
Right.
I found out what my Italian wine is.
A Cabernet Sauvignon?
A Cabernet Sauvignon? I don't think those exist.
Yeah, it does.
A cab?
Oh, cab Sav. That's what it is.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. My brain is... I'm very hungry.
Yeah, honestly, like, you need to see yourself out.
If you drink... This is what I've been told. The darker the alcohol, the worse the hangover is. So, like, deep red wine has whatever chemical in it that makes you, like, super hungover versus, like, a clear alcohol or, like, a white wine supposedly gives you less of a hangover.
But which one has the better gossip in conversation?
Red.
Like, I when I have red wine, I, like, am like, this is the best fucking place I'm in. Or like...
No this, FOMO.
I had... Yeah, this is where I need to be. And I'm with the people I need to be with.
I love a red. It makes me feel so warm.
Oh, yes. And you're like,
a red in the winter?
What? And you're pouring that glass.
And you go, oh,
gossiping.
I got to hear this.
Oh, my. Oh.
And you're spinning it around.
Red wine is perfect for a game night.
Yeah, but don't you get super hungover?
Wait, what?
From red wine?
Yeah, doesn't red wine make you super hungover?
I think if you're drinking like shitty red wine, probably.
It is the worst thing to smell after. Like after drinking
Oh, yeah. Like in the morning, that open bottle of like lukewarm red wine.
I don't know. I just focus more on the positives than the negatives.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's worth the hangover.
A couple years ago, we went to this place. It's like 2 hours. It's kind of near Solvang, probably like a 30-minute drive from Solvang called Los Alamos. And it was...
That's where they did the atomic bomb.
Oh.
Right? Isn't that Los Alamos where they filmed all of Oppenheimer? And they talk about it all the time in the movie.
New Mexico?
Or maybe it's a different Los Alamos.
Yeah, this is in California.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
I'll be quiet
for
the rest of the show. Sorry.
Wine country.
Okay.
Right outside of LA.
Okay. Cool. We should go to Napa. I feel like a girl's trip to Napa.
Girl's trip. They jet suite flies there.
It's pretty great.
Yeah,
Napa?
I did
Napa.
It was really
nice. You've never been to Napa Valley?
Didn't we go there with Jason that one time where we did the video?
We went to Solvang.
No, we went to all the wine tours. What was that?
Solvang in Santa Barbara.
Oh, Santa Barbara. That's what it was. That was fun.
Napa, you need to get on a flight.
Oh,
flight. But it's like an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it's then, like near San Francisco.
You can stay at a nice little like hotel every day. We get picked up, driven to wineries.
We could ride bikes.
Yeah.
Mike, picked up Mike.
When I went, we rented a convertible.
Oh, that's fun.
Just to like be like, woo! Yeah, and then it rained the whole time.
Oh, no.
Spring break!
Put it up. And it was fucking freezing.
That sucks.
Yeah, convertibles are sick. I wish they were just like more available. They're so, you don't see
like
them around.
Hard top, hard top is what I'm convertible. Saying. Like it needs to surprise me going, whoa, and it's also a convertible? The stuff that's a soft top convertible, get the fuck out.
It's so
out.
Loud like, when you're driving. It's just when you're driving the whole time. It's just the soft tops.
I don't think so.
They're so loud.
Also, I don't want people looking at me.
Mine, I think the one we did get in Napa was hard top.
I'm way too shy to drive a convertible. I want to be in my car, like pick my nose and do whatever I want.
Saying just no one like, can hear.
Because when I pull up in someone a convertible, I'm just looking.
I know.
At every little thing that
you're
doing.
Yeah, they're just exposed.
Also, I'm too pale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like we...
Oh, yeah, skin cancer.
I know.
Yeah, no way I'd
I
have
don't
a
know how people do it in the summer.
Oh, I'm getting two things removed.
You are?
Can we guess?
Wait, hold on. So you went to the dermatologist.
I went to the dermatologist.
And?
Oh.
Not a great experience. She's kind of not nice to me.
What'd she say?
Just like wasn't friendly. Like, okay, take your clothes off. And I was like, how about a hey, how's it going?
Thanks you did for... not say that to her.
No.
I didn't. I was thinking it. But this woman
God.
Just comes.
Because I would have been like.
No, but like listen. When a doctor comes in, I would like a little bit of bedside manner. A little, hey, how's it going? Is there anything specific like you're in here for? She was just like, all right, take your shirt off. And I was like. Okay, down to business, I guess.
That's also crazy because normally, like, the nurse will come in and be like, put on this robe.
Right. It was just, here's, and she's just like, turn spread around. Em. Yeah, and spread them.
Do you guys have to check, like your balls and stuff?
She didn't take my underpants off, which I'm like, I feel like you should check everywhere if you're going to do a full body scan. But
yeah. Do they not check?
She spun me around and was like, there's something on your back. How long has that been there? And I was like, well, I don't know. It's on my back. How would I know how long it's been there? I didn't say this again, but I'm thinking like she's just asking me weird questions. But she's like, she hold up the mirror and she's like, does that look weird to you? And I was like, you're the
where
doctor.
Did you go?
I don't. It was a Craigslist.
And
so she was like, that looks a little dark. I want to take that off. And then there was like something on my toe that she was like, how long has that been there? And
Bob
I was like,
Marley.
What?
Bob Marley died of skin cancer on his toe, and he was Rastafarian and believed his body should be whole. Oh. And he said, don't cut off my toe, and then he died from it.
Well, I've had this like thing on my toe that I've thought is just like a normal thing, but it is kind of recent, like in the last 2 years. And she was like, how long has that been there? And I was like, a while. And she's like, well, we're going to remove that. I didn't know skin cancer could be on your toe.
Sorry,
so
I've had things removed before.
Wait, I'm gonna remove that.
You might. You might have skin cancer. Welcome to the club.
Now that's crazy.
To the
club. You had cancer.
I know I did.
That's
I
insane.
I did. I try to bring that up as much
that's
as I can.
Crazy.
I hope I don't. That wouldn't be great.
Did she say this? Because my doctor said, if it's nothing, we'll text you. If it's something, we're going to call you.
Well,
week went by, and then I was there watching a fucking sports game. The Mavs were playing, and I look, and it said like Kaiser. And I go, I'm about to be diagnosed with skin cancer. And I got on the call, and they were like.
That's so scary.
No,
so,
be like, don't they fucking say that. Call me. Like, I don't want to know
I said,
how
just call me
it.
Either way.
Yeah.
Well, also, I said to her, can we just remove it right now? And she's like, no, you got to come back in a month. And I was
what?
Like,
what?
Yeah. I was like, well, if I'm here now, I came here for a checkup because I want to get a skin cancer, like full body check because my friend had skin cancer. And she was like, well, sorry, we don't do it like that. You got to come back in a month.
Where
and
the
then,
fuck did you go?
And then she just walked out and goes, give him a month. And then went into another room. And then I had to just like talk to the person at the front desk to schedule for a month.
This sounds like a TV show.
Who's your healthcare with?
It's like Anthem. And I went to like the first top rated one. Although I will say it does seem like I walked into it's like in an office building where they, you know, there's just like a bunch of different offices. And it feels like she's like just set this up. Like it feels like it's a satellite office.
You need to like go to Cedars.
No, it's like it was like a huge. It's like California dermatology. It's like a massive website. They have like 30 locations. I think I just went to one of these like satellite offices where they just don't give a fuck.
Can you show me the spot?
On my toe?
Wait, there's one on your back.
I'm not going to lift my shirt up in the middle of the episode.
Oh, you still have it. That's
yeah,
right.
I can show
we'll
you.
We'll get views.
Okay.
Let's see them too.
Well, I feel like my toe might look a little strange because I have my socks on, but it's this little dot right there.
Bring it here.
I always thought that that was just like
a freckle.
Yeah, or like a freckle. Always, or a little,
yeah, I'd be like, that's my cuticle.
Yeah, just or like a little bit of like a blood vessel that like hasn't popped or something, like a little scar. But she was like, I don't like that. And I was like, okay, we'll take it off. She's like, we'll come back in a month. So now I'm just sitting here for a month. then they got to slice it off, and then I got to wait. It's insane. So maybe, maybe not. Damn. I don't think so.
It looks fine.
But I did go.
So did you look at like the diagnosis? It's like the ABCs.
I don't want it self-diagnosed because that will make me like crazy.
It's asymmetrical color and
it just tells him.
B, boldness. I don't know.
I was thinking to just take a picture and upload it to like GPT and be like, is this skin cancer? But
I think it'll be like, no, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you that.
You can't.
Dude, I'm not thinking about
just,
it.
You just post it on your Instagram.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, guys, this is
who's a dermatologist?
Yeah. So we'll see. And then
you're going to be fine.
Either way, we'll be here for you.
I did Google skin cancer symptoms just to see like if I have, but like if I have it, should I be feeling any weird way? Like,
no, you really don't.
Like, you don't feel anything, right?
It will kill you like much later in life. Like,
well, we'll see. Hopefully I don't.
No one ever died. You heard about people like dying?
Yeah, a girl I know in college, her mom died from skin cancer.
Yeah, her mom did. But like,
isn't it like one of the most deadly cancers?
No, it's one of the most curable cancers.
It also, but once it like mastitizes, then it's
yeah. Right, if you don't treat it, then it will
Right. No, even if you do treat it.
I do want to say people do die of skin cancer.
Yes.
I'm talking about like
early stage.
Like, it's like a spot in your like early 30s and suddenly you like die tomorrow. Like,
I don't, I mean, I hope not.
One of the housewives, she's like not doing well. A couple years ago, she had like spots taken off of her back. And I think it was stage, like, what's the first one called?
Stage one, maybe?
Yeah.
I was like,
carcinoma, melanoma.
No, it was melanoma.
Is what I was diagnosed with.
And so she got it removed. And then like more just kept growing and growing and growing. And then a couple weeks ago, probably like a month ago now, she got like rushed to the hospital and they found tumors in her brain her lungs. And they did like a full craniotomy, removed a couple tumors. Some of them were not removable.
Damn.
Or operable. And then her lung tumor. So now she's like undergoing radiation.
Oh my God. Do I know this housewife?
Teddy. She was on Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Roosevelt?
Yeah. Yes. No, she's John Mellencamp's daughter, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Teddy Roosevelt. That's why they came up with the teddy bear.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Why?
I've heard that.
There was something about a bear that like he rescued or something. I think it was, oh, I'm going to fuck this up, but something about like, there was like a bear tied to a tree. And like, so I think someone like shot the bear that was tied to a tree. And he was
RFK.
Like, he was like, this is not like the point of this sport to like tie up a tree to a bear and like kill a bear.
Yeah.
And I think he like freed a bear and then they made a child's bear as like a toy in remembrance of him and they called it a teddy bear. It's something like that.
Yeah, but it says he was on a bear hunting trip near Onward, Mississippi in 1902. So a year before that town was founded.
Right, when the town was founded.
We're bringing it all back around, folks.
Governor Andrew H. Longino had invited him, but unlike other hunters in the group, Theodore had not located a single bear. Roosevelt's assistants cornered and tied a black bear to a willow tree. They summoned Roosevelt and suggested that he shoot it. Viewing this as extremely unsportsmanlike, Roosevelt refused to shoot the bear.
I fucking nailed it.
The news.
This is barbaric, guys.
Yeah.
The news of this event spread quickly through newspaper articles across the country. The articles recounted the story of the president who refused to shoot the bear. However, it was not just any president. It was Theodore Roosevelt, the big game hunter. So there you
wow.
go.
See, when people call me a liar, I'm not lying. I just
killed an elephant the next day.
No. Yeah, everyone thinks you're a big old liar.
I know.
A big fat liar.
Because that sounds like that could be a lie in the way I'm telling it sounds like a lie, but I'm glad
we
got a fact check.
This is so cute.
I learned it recently. Were you ever told that that the country's mascot was almost a turkey and that it was Benjamin Franklin who recommended the fucking turkey?
Of our country?
Yes. Wait. I was fucking taught that.
Instead of the bald eagle?
Myth.
Oh, yeah, there's
like,
a lot of those.
Who fucking taught me that? The back of a cereal box?
Probably.
Circling back to this.
Yes.
Morris Mictum, a Brooklyn candy shop owner, saw the cartoon. Like, someone was, like, making fun of him
for
not shooting
cartoon,
it.
Oh, political cartoon, yes.
He and his wife, Rose, also made stuffed animals, and he decided to create a stuffed toy bear and dedicate it to the president who refused to shoot a bear, and aww. He called it Teddy Bear.
That's cute.
That's
and it
really
says,
cute.
After receiving Roosevelt's permission to use his name, he mass-produced the toy bears, which were so popular that he soon founded the Ideal Toy Company. To this day, the teddy bear has worldwide popularity, and its origin can be traced back to Theodore's fateful hunting trip in 1902.
What does the first one look like?
We're like, oh, twice cute. So scary. Oh, that's actually pretty fucking adorable.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, it says a replica of the original. So okay. I'm sure it's very close.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah. I was expecting just like Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah. Like
the teddy bear. The like, Toy Story.
And then this is the cartoon that the artist posted.
Oh, wow.
Drawing the line in Mississippi. That's really cute.
On this side of the Mississippi.
I love a teddy bear.
I'm kind of mad that I lived in Nebraska so long and I never said on this side of the Mississippi. Like, what a fun thing to say.
Oh, yeah. On this side. Well, like, on this so side close. Of the Mississippi, we do things a little differently.
Wow, here. Like, I never got to say that. I don't know why I never said that. I need to move back to Nebraska and, like, get that all in my system.
Is it on the other side of the Mississippi?
It's on some side of the Mississippi.
But we might still be on the same side, no?
I'm so close to the Mississippi River.
Oh. Do they have cruises that go like down the Mississippi?
Is it wide
probably.
Enough?
Probably.
I think they have like rafting.
Yeah, I feel like the Mississippi River.
It's definitely wide enough. It's you can see it on a fucking map.
I don't know if it's wide enough for a cruise ship.
We do a tour of like a,
well, not at least a riverboat.
Yeah,
like take a riverboat down the Mississippi.
Yeah, I think
we're gonna go on the Royal Caribbean Majesty of the Seas down the Mississippi River.
A carnival cruise down Mississippi, just like breakfast with Mickey.
Yeah, celebrating like a river cruise.
Yeah,
never seen like a
canal
cruise.
I know. I would love to do a murder mystery party on a riverboat down the Mississippi. Yeah. Sign me the fuck up for that.
MISSISSIPPI. Okay.
She still has that when she types it in, but I do as well.
For Mississippi River cruises, you have two main options.
How much are they?
American cru-
Okay, we'll get to that. Stay with us.
American Cruise Lines offering a variety of itineraries on paddle wheelers and modern riverboats and Viking River cruises with its modern Scandinavian designed ship. We got to do that one because I'm Scandinavian. It says fleet operates a mix of old style. Okay. Itineraries offers 11 itineraries ranging from 5 to 22 days along the 22. Mississippi, Ohio, Cumberland, and Tennessee rivers. It emphasizes the historical charm of steamboats.
22 fucking days. That's on the Mississippi. Where the fuck are we stopping? Like, all right, guys, we're stopping
Branson,
in St.
Missouri.
Louis. Like,
stop in Branson, Missouri. They have a great theme park.
Yeah, we're going to Joplin. Like,
that is so. I want to see what the boat
days.
Looks like.
That's just.
You know, some
like,
kid has been
oh my
stuck
God,
on that
it's
with
like,
their grandparents.
Does it look luxurious?
No.
Like, yeah, what's the sleeping like?
Okay.
It's not bad.
Let's see. Let me see.
It looks like a big ferry.
Yeah. I would say it's ferry-sized for listeners. Yeah.
American
Whoa, look at how beautiful.
Okay. I'm kind of into
okay,
this.
Okay. The Mississippi River is 20 to 30 feet wide.
Yeah.
Up to 11 miles wide at its widest point. But 20 to 30 feet wide is not that wide. That's like
I
this.
Mean, it is small
look
at
it.
Some points.
It's pretty big.
That's a wide part of it. But there's parts where it's literally 20 feet wide. That's nothing. That's
I
like
would
a pool.
Go down it and I would read Huck Finn, too.
It oh says New Orleans to
book club.
Okay, there's one in New Orleans. Starting in New Orleans, ends in New Orleans. 8 days, 7 nights. Starting at $3,200 a person.
Oh, fuck me!
Oh my God!
$3,200. That's some old rich Southern people.
Few details.
Do you guys know how to spell Mississippi with one I?
This is a joke.
MISSISSIPPI.
That was big in Nebraska.
For the audio listener, I just covered one of my eyes and spelled Mississippi.
They were wondering, I'm sure.
Probably staying up all night wondering what you
were
doing.
I mean, it got a laugh. Matt's dying.
I think because it's so stupid.
You gotta cover
it really
it.
Doesn't even go that far.
Okay, that looks very
is that it?
Insane.
Yeah. It just goes up fucking Louisiana?
Yeah.
I thought the Mississippi River went all the way up to Chicago.
Well, this specific cruise. This is only 7 days. We could do the 22.
I think we should.
22. Where's Matt been? He's going up the Mississippi River.
Look at the stateroom. It looks gorgeous.
Our podcast, we're just on a boat.
Yeah. It'd be so fun to like dress up like these people and just wearing seersucker.
Oh my God, I'll dress so Midwest.
Seersucker suits and just have a fan out. I do declare. This is a hot day down in Mississippi. Oh, I don't know. Man. Or would we get canceled?
To go on
probably.
I don't know. The Mississippi River is a very like historic like
route. It is very historic.
Yeah. Slaves and everything. And we do recognize that. And we're so sorry for maybe getting a little too enthusiastic about it. But we'll do our research. And
I just think it's interesting because I was like, I just was always around the Mississippi River. I feel like I didn't know there were literally cruises.
Yeah. I know that like riverboat casinos are a thing down there.
Oh, yeah. In Iowa.
And I also know riverboat casinos apparently also don't even leave the dock.
No, they
Once
used
you're
to.
On the boat.
They used to.
You can go gamble.
Yep.
Which sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. They used to leave, but they don't anymore. At least the ones in Iowa.
Have you guys done Afterpay or Klarna with your Postmates order now that that's available?
Yeah.
You have?
No. But we just
he's like
about
we just did last
on,
night.
We just talked about this on Unfiltered.
Like, what the fuck?
I saw a really funny. I think it was like a tweet. Probably it was like obviously it was like a random photo, but it was like somebody watching someone sign something, and it's like my Postmate watching me sign my loan. Like when I get my Burger King.
I guess I just don't understand. Like, do you? Is there interest with those?
There isn't. Yes. But if you miss a payment, then they start giving you interest.
Oh, well.
Which some people are like.
And a lot of people forget. Like a lot of people will just like.
Yeah, if you don't turn on the auto pay or if like you think you have the money. But like if you're after paying like a $25 item, you actually might not have the money for your first payment. And then it's like then you miss your first payment and now they got you. It's And I love the.
It's a bad sign that they're offering that.
Food.
The clip of. Michael Scott in The Big Short. It's a bubble. Sell every. You know what I'm talking about from The Big Short. And then that's the headline.
I saw the movie in theaters at iPic.
The Big Short.
Yeah.
I love The Big Short.
Yeah, it's a great
film.
I
thought it was fine.
It's pretty good.
I didn't know what they were talking about the whole time, so it made it kind of hard to watch.
And here's Margot Robbie in a bathtub explaining subprime credit mortgage.
I love that scene though, where they're talking to those real estate agents. Or the people who sell the houses or the mortgage lenders or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, dude, I just bought a boat. He's like, oh, yeah, you bought a boat. And then, like, just moves away and is locked into the other guy. It's just a funny
moment. Like, why are they admitting to their crimes? They're bragging about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to, like, we were talking about shows, but I just want, have you watched Adolescence at all?
Yes, finished it yesterday.
Oh, okay. I think we're on the fourth episode or
good.
Something.
That's the last one.
Oh, okay. I oh, like it so short. Far. It's just crazy. Every episode is one shot.
Yes.
It's oh, really, a single take?
Yes. It's well, crazy.
Or like,
well, they can trick it a little
it's
bit.
Like, I it's like maybe it goes behind someone's head and right. they're clearly editing that. But
it's seamless. It's I mean, it's seamless. Like.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So I like that.
It's good, but do you feel like. Like, I really like it, but it also makes me, like, it takes forever. Because it's like, if someone's driving somewhere, like, you're with them that whole time. It's not like a cutaway.
No, the whole episode, you're with the people the entire episode. Yeah. So it's not, you might go in thinking you're about to watch this other big crime drama. It's not that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a true, just
it's
like,
good, though.
Drama. And it's good. Very impressive and devastatingly sad.
It's one of the only TikTok ads I've watched all the way through. Like, you know when
you
they'll show
it.
You a TikTok ad of, like, a scene from a show.
Whoa.
It's also really, like, sorry, I just totally interrupted.
No, you're fine. It looks really well shot.
Yeah.
And you should, and if you like it, too, Boiling Point is one that Stephen Graham, he's the dad in it. He's also, like, the director and writer
him.
Of it. He did a movie called Boiling Point where he's, like, a chef at a restaurant and the whole thing is in one shot.
Whoa.
And it's,
wow.
Incredible fucking acting. Like it feels like you're watching something you shouldn't be watching. That's how raw and real it is, and nobody fucking hesitates in it. Highly recommend that Boiling Point.
Huh,
it's on
cool.
Netflix, I think.
Adolescence, yeah, that's a good one. Netflix, I feel like, has not had a banger in a long time.
Their movies suck. I feel like their shows are not bad.
Yeah, but their movies are like what I need. Like if I'm like hungover on a Saturday, I'm like, oh, I can put this on and close my eyes.
Did you? Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
The Gray Man?
The Millie Bobby Brown movie? That
no.
got just beat to shit.
No.
Okay. All right. I didn't even know
that.
Have you seen Sing Sing?
I
no,
did.
She
I
watched
saw
that.
Oh, did you like it?
Uh-huh.
I loved it.
It was crazy that he's the only person that's ever been on camera. Did you know that?
Coleman Domingo?
He was like, he was the only person in that movie that's ever been on camera, I think, prisoner-wise.
Oh, right, because they're like real prisoners in
the main
movie.
Guy, yeah. The other main guy, that's like his story that... experience
yes.
of the movie was his story.
Divine Eyes or it's phenomenal.
So good.
It's about
it.
Like drama therapy or in jail, like a
she explained it to me the other day.
Very good.
Yeah,
love that
documentary. Or
no, a movie. But
oh, so
and
they have these guys acting.
Yeah, they kind of, it's like they're at a jail, like a prison, like Sing Sing, and they some of them find out that or not find out but they start doing a play together.
Oh, I've
every
seen
year
the
there's like a
this.
Play or whatever.
Yes.
And yeah, it's just like character. I don't know. It's good.
It's crazy, too. We talked about this on our podcast, but one of the Real Housewives, she's in prison right now, and she literally did that with the women in the prison.
Made up on a show.
But she was like, you're going to reenact my life like the Real Housewives.
She did a Real Housewives.
Felicity Huffman?
No, she's out of jail.
Jen Shah. Oh.
And she didn't go to, like, prison.
Oh.
She's in, like, a real hardcore jail. I think it's in Texas with
Elizabeth
Holmes.
Apparently she taught Elizabeth Holmes how to get abs.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Holmes
has abs now?
I don't know.
Maybe
it's like a funny,
they're
like,
working out.
A funny headline. Yeah,
but yeah, they're besties in jail, and yeah. Jen Shah is like, okay guys, we're gonna put on a Real Housewives play.
That's, I mean, I want to watch it.
I know,
I saw someone say Elon Musk is Elizabeth Holmes, and I'm just like, that's such a good fucking point.
Right,
like truly. Lying about what his cars can do and how we're going to Mars in 10 years and all that nonsense. But she, have you ever heard her real voice? Did you ever hear that clip of her when she like drops the low voice?
No.
She like apparently talks like a normal person, yeah. But when she was like in Silicon Valley mode, she would like purposely do this. And then someone found a phone call of her from like the year before, and she was like, "Oh my God, hi! It's so good to talk to you." And it's like full yeah. psychopath.
She was just like, "I want to
create a character."
I wouldn't say that's psychopathic.
And she was wearing the black turtlenecks all the time, trying to be like Steve Jobs. Yeah. No, she did.
And we're
have
trying
this
fix blood like.
Orchestration,
but like you have like
identity.
A customer service voice. You have a voice when
it's
you're talking.
It's so different, though. She is like, it feels like she's committing to like Patrick Bateman. Like, yes, we're going to fix blood.
She probably was just like, I need to be more like a man because I
guess.
Yeah,
that was
right.
That was what it was.
Exactly. She's changing her personality to advance her way up. Like, it's.
I have
I
a friend
know.
Who's a doctor, and when this whole thing was happening, he had a conspiracy that she actually did do what she said she was going to do, and what she invented was going to like put. The entire healthcare industry out of business, because if you could do that with one drop of blood, insurance companies, doctors, hospitals, yeah. like it would have turned over the whole industry. So he thinks that it did work, but the industry was like, nah, put this bitch away. She's like, we cannot have her come out to the public with this because our shit's going to get fucked. And he is like, I don't know. I haven't seen evidence one way or the other, but
that's not true.
I know it's probably
bullshit because
this is also at the time.
All the people working on that are by the book, like scientists. And they're the people that were like, they're the ones that, what do you say? You know, sounded the alarm saying, this is not real.
No, I think this was
if
like
it
at
was
the time.
Real. More people would be backing her up, and no one's.
Yeah, this
back
was
her
this
up.
Was like at the time before she like right when she got taken down. He was like, "This seems like it's a conspiracy." Like,
should we call him and see what he thinks now?
No, I can ask him though. I'll get another.
Hey, he's like, I'm doing like heart surgery or something, but
he's like, I'm a doctor. Leave me alone.
Yeah, he is a full blown surgeon.
Well,
like,
do you watch
now.
The Pit?
Does he watch medical dramas?
I don't think so.
I would love to. We asked Dr. Mike that. I'm pretty sure we were like, "Do you watch all these shows?" Yeah.
Well, that's
well,
how he started
actually,
his channel.
He actually made he did a video. I didn't watch it, but like when Aaron brought up the show to me, I was like, oh yeah, Dr. Mike, I just saw him, like, recommended. It, he was like, this show like finally nailed it. And like they are like the best medical-wise
representation.
Ella said the wine that I really like is called Monte, fuck, it just went away. Monte Pulciano.
What kind of wine is it?
It's like a red Italian. Wine. It's Italian red wine, but it's like
I didn't know if that was like the name, and it's a specific.
No, it's like it's a Montepulciano. A Montepulciano. Montepulciano.
I love Dr. Mike for the record. He is doing such good work on YouTube these days, where he's like debating all these grifters and like anti-science. Like,
oh, he is.
Oh my God, he'll like invite these people on who are running scams, like full blown scams, but they think they're gonna get their big moment, and then he's like, so. Kim Kardashian was at your place and like, did she pay for services or did you just whatever? And he's like, well, I actually, and he'll just like get these guys to.
Gotcha. Pay.
Yeah, it's really good. And he also is just so like authentic about being science-based and like health-based and research papers. And
I would love to
debating all the junk science.
I know.
I think I was a doctor in a past lifetime.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I don't know if you have the brain for it.
You don't think so?
No, I'm kidding. You
maybe
might.
All the parts of the cell.
No, you might.
I can say what everything does.
I think you might.
Go.
Mitochondria.
But just
mitochondria is powerhouse
if
of the cell.
If blood starts squirting out on the table, oh my God, what do I do?
Yeah, don't be mad.
Sorry.
My badness.
I can't have their family mad at me.
Reading John Green's Everything is Tuberculosis, and it's such a great book.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
No. John Green?
Well, I didn't know if he had like a medical history because he wrote like The Turtles All the Way Down too, which
and
is like
Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are all kind of like
a little bit no, he was a chaplain when he was in
I don't know
when
what
he
that
was 21.
Is.
A chaplain?
Yeah.
Chaplain is like a priest for like the military. Oh. Or like you need to have chaplains like in hospitals and stuff. Hmm. Chaplain? It's like you're a religious
so he
figure.
Was like around medical stuff.
Yeah.
But that's how Dr. Mike started his channel. It would be like Doctor Reacts to episode of House. And it would like, remember when BuzzFeed would be like, I don't know, accent guy reacts to accent. So he
yeah,
did
like
that for his own channel.
React or whatever.
And it was just like so well done.
Yeah, we did a video with him before.
Yes, I set that up for you guys.
God, thank you. Could you imagine if he was like your fucking doctor though? And like, he's just so hot.
I don't know.
Like, imagine he's like, oh, I got to check for hemorrhoids.
I don't know if he's doing.
Wait, what does this man look like?
He's handsome. Oh my God, handsome as fuck.
Beautiful.
He's like a classic. Like he would play a doctor on TV.
Yeah,
he looks like, he looks like an actor doctor.
And he's also huge and ripped and super nice and just
so
like
nice.
Such a good dude.
Yeah.
But my friend,
I'd be like, I'm fine. You don't need to look at a thing.
Don't look at me, darling.
I can take my clothes off if you need, but I'm here for a chest cold.
I'd be too embarrassed.
Yeah,
I just need a pap.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not that kind of doctor.
Dr. Mike.
Great dude.
And he's an active like doctor?
Yeah.
So I do think that he doesn't practice like, I don't think it's like a full-time doctor. I think he kind of,
wasn't his dad or something, and then like
his mom passed away a while back, and I think his dad moved him here from Russia to like escape anti-Semitism or something.
But like wasn't his dad a doctor?
Possibly, I think so.
His dad, who was Jewish, was born in Ukraine and worked as a physician after graduating medical school like in Moscow. His mother, Russian, was a mathematics professor.
Wow. Yeah, smart
when
family.
He was five, they immigrated to Brooklyn. The family immigrated as refugees, and their first apartment was $500 rent-controlled apartment with mice and cockroaches.
Tacky.
Woo!
Back when you could...
Well, yeah. He's doing well now.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, thanks for watching another episode of Good Influences, everybody.
I love medical shows.
Yeah. Let us know if you have any problems with anything we said on this episode. We know you will.
Yeah. Mike lied the whole time.
Yeah, everything I said was a lie.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, Toodles.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.